Rural Focus, Jared with you this morning as we come to you live from day two of the Darren Field Days. Everything going smoothly, day one done and dusted. We're into the second day. We're still in our amazing sea container here where we've done breakfast and Rural Focus for the last couple of days. And it's all thanks to the team at Sea Containers WA. I got Brett, the modifications manager here. How are you this morning, Brett?
Oh, great, Jared. Thanks for having us back again, mate.
Oh, mate, it's great to have you here. I've just raved about this sea container to everyone I see. And a lot of chatter going around as well about it. I think it's got a lot to do with the heater that's in here.
There's probably a crowd at the door every morning, I'd say.
That helps a little bit. But, I've had a bit of a browse through your website and had a bit of a look around, mate. The stuff that you've done in Sea Container World is incredible. Now, based here in WA, a family business.
Correct, mate. Yep.
But you do stuff all over Australia and even in New Zealand.
We do, mate. We've got 5 depots in New Zealand and also in Altona in Melbourne as well.
Mate, how important is a sea container these days compared to building a permanent structure?
Mate, very important. It gives you a perfect cost-effective lock-up solution for storage and what have you, mate. So a lot of the guys on the farms out here are finding that theft is becoming a bit of an issue. So a sea container just gives you that beautiful bit of lock-up storage where you can put all your good stuff in there and keep them out of prying eyes.
Yeah, obviously a sea container is quite a secure little piece of thing and watertight as well.
Exactly, mate. Yeah, wind and watertight.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, in regards to when you get the sea container, do you need to put a pad down or is it sort of it can go on the ground? How does that, a bit of level ground?
Yeah, look, what we generally suggest is you just keep it up off the ground. You don't necessarily need a pad. Like a couple of reconstituted limestone blocks or sleepers or something like that at each end is perfect. As long as it's level, the doors will open and close and it'll be perfect. A little bit of airflow under the container will just help keep it dry as well.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I love the idea. If I had enough room in my backyard, I reckon a sea container as like just a bit of a man's area. Instead of building a shed or something like that, or maybe adding it onto the shed, I don't know.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, you could do so much with a 20-foot sea container. It's 33 cubic metres of storage. You know, you put shelving in it. You can cram all your gear in there. You can insulate it. You can put electrics, air conditioning, whatever you like, mate. So options are endless.
Obviously, for those at Darren on their way today, they can come and check you out at Darren. Now, you've got heaps of stuff on display there.
We do, mate. We're at Stand 183. We're doing a bit of a fundraising campaign for the buy bale for the East Coast farmers. So we've got a little bit of a kickoff going on over there with some targets for people to kick through, which has been incredibly popular. And we're also donating $25 for every container sold. So that goes for the month of August and September. But, mate, it's great over there. We've got a little bit of everything. If your container's still for sale, a nice modified container, which shows a little bit of all the stuff we can do. So, yeah, come and have a look.
Yeah, they definitely open the conversation because after talking to you on and off air the last couple of days, there's not too much you can't do. So, if it involves a sea container, there's where there's a will, there's a way, I believe.
Oh,
so,
absolutely, mate.
No worries. If you want to find out more details, if you aren't at Darren today, seacontainerswa.com.au. You can find out details there. Of course, all the contact details up there if you want to give them a call. Brett, thanks for catching up today at Rural Focus, mate. Enjoy the last day, and hopefully all goes well. And I can't wait to ring you up in a couple of months' time when I've brought my new block and build my bar.
No problem, mate. Thanks for having us.